Judges Sybil Wilkes.
Judges, and, what say you?
And Dominique.
I'm going to let Judge Dominique go first.
Yeah.
I'm really?
Yeah.
Huh? I think it might have still wore bronze.
Is there something below bronze, Dom?
Copper.
We'll take that. We'll take that.
Copper.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. All right.
Twice, so it's pretty good.
Competition was free. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Judge Dominique.
You're out of breath. They got to keep working out, but they do good.
You need to focus a little bit more. And
I did watch Olympics last night, so maybe you can answer this question. The gymnasts.
Yes.
They have so much stuff. What is all that stuff they got? They got tape, and they put on clothes, and they put more clothes on. Then they take off clothes, and they put tape and gauze and powder.
A lot of baby powder, huh?
The powder bill alone
could set back a small country.
All that's necessary, huh?
Yeah.
And they risk.
And it was necessary last night.
They got a lot of stuff on.
They ice them down, warm them up. Yeah.
They have the biggest bag. The bags are bigger than
the girls. Yeah.
And that bag is full of stuff.
It's just stuff. And if you don't win, it got to be real heavy if you don't win no medals. You probably feel like, I'm dragging all this junk. I ain't even get a bronze. Somebody else carry this junk.
Oh, God. What a great night last night, though. I missed the early part of seeing Gabby Douglas win, because I fell asleep on the women's rowing, the eight-woman rowing. So I was...
That put you to sleep? As exciting as that is?
Well, it was good. It was good, but I did fall asleep. And so automatically at 12:30 this morning, I just woke up, and I turned on the television, and I started watching. I have been up since then. And it was so wonderful last night.
I saw everything.
It was great. It was awesome.
It was good.
I cried. It was so wonderful to see that young woman and her family and all the sacrifices they made, and her just keep her composure.
Awesome. No doubt about it.
She was the coolest one.
Where are they from?
Virginia Beach.
Gabby.
Yep, Gabrielle Douglas.
I saw a picture of her as a young gymnast when she was like five or six, and she had the biggest grin on her face, just like she has now.
Yep.
She was the same size, too.
Yeah, she was. She has. I think she's about four feet even.
Yeah, she was the same height.
I was so happy for her to get her name.
Wasn't that awesome?
Is that the one they call the flying squirrel?
Yeah.
We don't like flying squirrel.
Because I hate squirrels. I hate squirrels.
I don't like squirrels.
Because Sybil had a problem with some squirrels.
I've had issues with squirrels.
Me too. I've had issues with squirrels.
Yeah. If you have a house, you probably have had some issues with squirrels. Dominique will be at the Kansas City Improv in Kansas City through Sunday. She's in Kansas City right now.
They were great last night. Shout out to the people in Kansas City. We had a great time last night. They were awesome.
They bring you some barbecue. That's what they usually do.
Not probably this weekend, not yet. Thursday. Everybody had to work tomorrow.
You're going
to
get some barbecue.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be bringing you some Q.
I'm
going
to get some barbecue. I already know I'm going to get some barbecue.
I'm telling you something, Dominique. Housekeeping has barbecue. All you got to do is ask them.
Instead of soap and some fresh towels.
I got back like midnight last night. Yeah, they walking through the hallway.
Yeah, they don't leave mints on your pillow.
No.
They leave barbecue.
No, barbecue. Even on the newspaper they deliver in the morning, they say, if you eat egg, put this barbecue sauce on it because it works on everything.
All right. Wendy's says, hey. First of all, Chick-fil-A had a record-breaking day.
A record.
They set a record for selling sandwiches.
On Appreciation Day.
On Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. They've never sold so many sandwiches.
Wow.
So Wendy said, hey, we don't like gay marriage either. And we got chicken sandwiches, and we're open on Sunday.
Right. Hey, Thomas, it might be wrong, but it's a good marketing scheme, that's for sure. He said, I got to do something to move this double burger. He said, I can't even give a frosty away. What is the problem? He sat out there, he looked at that line. He said, look at this line. This looks like a government cheese line these people got across the street. He hurry up, took them letters down. He said, I mean, I got chili cheese fries and everything.
And I'm open on Sunday.
Okay. And I'm open on Sunday. I got cranberry chicken salad. I even got sea salt fries. What you know about? He said, no. He said, got all the business all over there in your line because you don't like gay, but guess what? Neither do we. Come on over here to win.
A man was booted from Spirit Airlines for saggy pants. A man was booted off of Spirit Airlines because he had saggy pants.
As much money as Spirit costs, they should be glad they had customers. They need to leave people alone. And they got them raggedy planes. It's a Fred Flintstone plane. You barely walk. You're almost walking in the air. And the luggage expensive. Tommy probably had to put his clothes that he was taking with him inside his size.
Right. He was carrying his luggage because otherwise they, you know, he was wearing all of his clothes. Yeah. Otherwise they make
it
pay.
To wear all this clothes, and then TSA promote nudity, but then they want you fully dressed to board the plane. That don't make sense. He got past TSA. What is the problem?
All right.
What's the guy's name that has the grill, the swimmer who has the Paul Wall grill?
Lochte.
Lochte.
Ron Lochte.
Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte.
Yeah. His mama was being interviewed and told the women, get back. My boy does not have time for any relationships. He goes out on one night stands, and that's it. That's my son.
Thanks,
he's a
Mom.
Swimmer, and he doesn't have time for all these girls trying to, you know, give him some gold, bronze, or silver or something, you know?
I mean, you got to like her style. Her mother said what it was. You can't have my pick in the litter. We went in gold medal bid. He got to stay focused. I knew he was off the chain. He got a grill on at the Olympics.
Okay.
Got a Paul Wall grill on at the Olympics. I like his mother's style. She said, one night stand. We doing real good. He already beat Michael Phelps. We gonna ride this to the hill. I don't have time for him getting nobody pregnant, talking about, am I gonna swim? Am I gonna get married? None of that. If you wanna be with a Lochte, I have other sons that aren't doing a whole lot, and they would love to take you out. But to pick up my litter,
I got some sorry sons. You're welcome.
No distractions. You know, you can't have him. I encourage him to have one night stand, and we're going to leave it like that. I mean, they even said LeBron having a one night stand. That's what they do in Olympic Village. That's what they said. Everybody cheats. And LeBron, they got their wives over there, and they still have one night stand. Don't worry about it, baby. This is what we do. Sorry, I saw it last night. I said, okay. So since you're in Olympic Village, you cheat. Yeah. Lochte's mother said he beat Michael Phelps. He's more good. He's more handsome than Michael Phelps. He's going to get him some underwear ads. Going to be on the front of cereal boxes. No. He can play house after all this is over. He can't swim no more. But right now, here's my youngest son. He's not doing much. He has a good conversation, and you go with him. But no, Lochte, not Ryan. He can't have Ryan.
All right, Dominique.